We do car reviews periodically. We've got a couple to do this week. You drove something this last week. What was it?
Yeah, so I'm still in it today, which is awesome. And it's a weird personal favorite, folks. And yes, you can judge accordingly. It is a 2024 Toyota Sienna XSE Hybrid. And for folks that don't know, yes, I am talking about Toyota's minivan, Dad. Driving a minivan, and I'm telling you, I'm embracing the minivan life. There's something about them. They are one of the most functional vehicles out there, especially if you need to move people and cargo all at once. And what people are going to say, well, they don't look as good as some of the big, well, Dad, they don't cost as much either, right?
True.
That's the benefit. This car, as I'm driving, has pretty much got what most everyone would want on a vehicle. There's a different, I think there's a limited trim level for this year still. Not a huge concern in my mind. I mean, I think you can add an entertainment system and a few things that way, but honestly, with today's age and tablets and everything else, I'm not even sure that's a big deal anymore.
I agree.
But this vehicle, Dad, as it sits, $52,000. They are standard hybrid, which,
okay,
take that for what you were. I think I told you earlier, I've been able to get almost 500 miles to a tank in this car.
Wow.
And I think it's rated. I'm getting ready to pull it up. Yeah, it's rated for 36 miles per gallon combined. Obviously, that's highway and city. So, some reviews are going to say, well, it's sluggish off the start. You know, the braking. People, it's a minivan. It's not a race car.
Right. Not supposed to be.
It's not meant to be a race car.
No.
No. This thing, what's amazing.
It's a family truckster.
It's a family truck. This is our version of the station wagon.
Right.
I'm just going to say it, right?
Right.
This is, you know, this generation's version of that, because it is. It's super functional. The seats in this, they don't come out, but they slide all the way forward, all the way back. The third row folds flat, so you can get all sorts of stuff in here if you want to. If you want that third row up, it's still got plenty of room for the kids to climb in front and back and all of that sort of stuff, and it's got the deep, cavernous pit of, I'll just say it, crap,
yep,
that, you know,
yep,
moms and,
that's
and
right,
families have got that you know, right? And you're piling stuff in here. But it's surprisingly a large space that will fit all of that stuff. The doors, I will say this, my kids love the doors. And, yes, they're weird, you know, not weird, everything. But the automatic doors, Dad, and pretty much essentially it's a push of the button today.
Yep.
So I've got a, you know, two-and-a-half-year-old. She can push the button to open the door. And the beautiful thing is you pull up in a tight space and you don't have to worry about dinging the car next to you.
Exactly.
Because the doors just slide right open. So I could go on and on. The storage is insane. I will say, folks, if you have not driven a minivan in a while and you're in the market, you've got 2, 3, 4 kids like myself, I would highly encourage you to check them out. Because for the price and the functionality,
yep,
it is really, really hard to beat. Again, this car's got, XSE version, heated and ventilated front seats, automatic light control. I've got this nice little rear view mirror I can see, 3-zone climate control. It doesn't quite have some of the most updated infotainment system, Dad, but again, that's kind of neither here nor there, to be honest with you.
With today's technology, overall, not a huge issue anymore.
Exactly. It's got charging ports galore, wireless charging. Again, I could just go on and on. I would love to take people on a tour, to be honest with you, if I could. But ultimately, really pleased with this. It's just Toyota's reliability through and through, and with the hybrid technology, it's really hard to beat. So again, encourage folks. I bet you'll see some of these on the lot because they just redesigned it a few years ago, put some beautiful LEDs and kind of some looks on it as best they can. Encourage folks, check it out. Head to your local Toyota dealer. Let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.